Hello and welcome to Housing Japan's podcast, episode 1. Today we're going to be diving into everything about Japanese real estate in the center and heart of Tokyo. It's going to be sometimes talking to our lovely sales team agents or even other guests such as influencers, maybe even some designers and architects in the future. But today I'm joined by two of our greatest and finest. It's Darian Sen and Ki-san from the sales team. Guys, welcome.
Hello, thank you for inviting.
Of course, no worries. First of all, could you just introduce yourselves a little bit? Your name, where you're from, how you came to Tokyo?
Sure. My name is Ki from Tokyo.
Oh.
I was born and raised in Tokyo.
And nice. Do you like it?
I started working at Housing Japan from last July.
Oh, nice. All right. And Darian?
Yeah, I'm Darian. I'm from Singapore. I came to Japan in 2018 for university, and I joined the real estate industry in 2022. And I officially joined Housing Japan last year in January.
Nice. Hope you're both enjoying it so far. Why did you both move into real estate in the first place?
Well, a friend invited me who runs a driving school for foreigners.
Oh, but they were in the real estate industry?
Yeah, actually we started a real estate business with my friend for mainly the students of the driving school.
Ah, I see. A place for them to live.
I started real estate, and at that time most of the clients were purchasing houses in suburban area and around 20 million yen.
Oh, wow.
With using housing loan.
Ah, I see. It's a big change to now.
The market is very different.
Very different.
From now.
Yeah, because now we're, as hopefully some of our listeners will know, we're focused on the luxury side of real estate.
Yes, exactly.
So it's a bit different.
Yes.
And Darian, how did you get involved in real estate?
It was actually for the visa.
No, you can't say that.
Yeah. To be fair, like I was just out of university doing the typical job hunting, and then this real estate company replied me and they said like, hey, would you want to join us, give it a go for like 3 months and see how it goes? And then I'm like, why not?
Yeah
So I just took a gamble, went in, did 3 months, did pretty well, I guess. And then after that, slowly just went from rental all the way to buying and selling. No.
Yeah, you did very well. That's why you're here. So no regrets, I hope.
No regrets.
No, perfect. Yeah. Okay, great. So you guys have been here for a little while now, and you've had some clients, you've had some buyers, some sellers, amongst other projects. How would you describe the whole market in Tokyo right now?
Well, the price in the central Tokyo is rising very fast. Even the population of Japan is decreasing. But I've heard the price compared to other major cities of the world, prices in Tokyo still low. So I think there's still potential the price even go higher.
Do you think that increase has been due to like outside investment, or has it grown more naturally in Japan?
Sorry?
Why do you think the prices have gone up recently? Like, even though the population goes down.
Yeah, because of the construction costs. And of course the foreigners investing in the Tokyo real estate.
Yeah, it's a popular place for people to invest from abroad.
Yes.
We'll get into the details more about that later, maybe some deeper dive episodes to come. Darian, what do you think of the market? How's it been going for you and your clients?
The market recently, I feel, has been pretty hot when it comes to detached houses. Because everybody's trying to snatch the detached houses at the moment compared to those luxury mansions. And there have been certain rules and regulation changes in the tower mansion areas, the high-end mansion areas, which is slowly veering the customers towards the detached houses side because there's lesser rules and regulations in terms of purchasing.
Wow. Have you received lots more inquiry about detached housing over apartments?
I would say I have more customers looking at detached houses at the moment compared to looking to purchase like luxury mansions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you say that's more for their investors looking to make a profit after a trade, or is it families or people looking to really stay?
Mainly families, I would say.
Oh wow.
Yeah, families are the one. Family groups are the ones looking at detached houses.
Oh, okay.
But the mansion base, they are mainly for people who are looking to invest for like the first 5 to 10 years, mm-hmm. and then after that move in to retire, kind of planning.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I hope to be among them soon enough myself. Okay, great. Do you guys think there's any neighborhoods within Tokyo that are undervalued, or if you prefer, overvalued, or anywhere that you think is a pretty good price right now? It's just about right.
Well, I think the redevelopment of the former Tsukiji Market area, around that area, price may even go much higher.
Mm-hmm.
The completion will be in 2038, which is 13 years later. But and I think the area will be changed a lot.
Mm. Wow, around Tsukiji Market. Yeah, are they doing? It's a very big condominium they're building there.
Development.
Wow, it's all luxury style, high prices only.
Yeah, including residence, and office, and dome.
Oh, a dome. Like a sports stadium dome. Oh, cool. Wow, that'll be really fun. Nice. Do you have any places that you think are undervalued or overvalued?
I think the undervalued places at the moment are like Itabashi.
Mm.
The Itabashi was pretty undervalued. It's pretty convenient, very residential, but prices there aren't really that good.
Mm.
And it needs a lot of work in terms of construction.
Mm-hmm.
Like new units need to come up for it to value to go up. Overvalued places are definitely like Shibuya. Shibuya is a bit overvalued. Shinjuku's on the west side is also a bit overvalued, I feel.
Mm.
It's too messy there for the price that it's commanding.
A few months ago I went down to GU Gaoka. What do you guys think of that place? I thought it was stunning, beautiful. I want to live there personally, but it was pretty expensive places. Is GU Gaoka, you think, fair right now? Or?
Yeah. GU Gaoka is, very convenient.
Convenient, yeah.
Price and, relatively close to the central area. So, I understand the price. It's rising.
Ah, I see. Do you have any listings currently near those areas you think are undervalued? You mentioned Tsukiji Markets.
Tsukiji, yeah.
Do you have any properties there that are currently on your books and you're showing to people? Or waiting for that big development?
We already have the listings.
Mm-hmm.
And price already rising, there's a potential even rising to more to go up more.
Right. Great. Okay. Do you have any current listings you're interested in, Darian, around the areas you mentioned?
Itabashi, no, at the moment, but generally it's a very central place for rentals, if you ask me. So if let's say there's a new property that comes up in the future, maybe in 1 or 2 years, I would honestly tell my clients to purchase it and rent it out because it's a very good location for like students, office workers who don't want to be in the hustle bustle of Tokyo, but still want that convenience.
Mm.
Yeah. Shibuya, just forget about Shibuya. it's just too expensive.
I see. Great. Yeah. All right. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about quickly? It was a very short session. Is there any properties or areas that you're really interested in or any market trends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think most clients of Housing Japan prefer 3A plus R area.
3A plus R. Can you explain that to the listeners?
Yeah, Azabu, Akasaka, Aoyama, and Roppongi.
Ah.
Around that area, most clients of Housing Japan really like.
They're all buying and selling around those four key areas. All right.
Yeah.
Are the properties kind of coming in and going very quick in those areas?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Very active.
Wow. Mm.
And very rising.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Oh, wow. Have you guys done any showings recently, the clients?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Well, how did those go? What were they like? Some of our listeners might be interested in coming to Japan and doing some viewings. Like, what's the kind of experience that they can expect?
We can show the clients any properties if they want to show, and we can introduce most suitable listings to the clients. So please feel free to ask and request.
Great. Have you had some good reactions from clients you've shown around recently?
Think so. Yeah, I've sold some properties and
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. Well, guys, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much for joining me. I know it was just a quick, short one, a bit of a trial run for episode one, but it was great. We'll cut that up and blast it all over social media. So thank you for joining me.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting us.
Yeah, good luck.